too. Before my first attempt, the other deckhands had loosed a barrage of nearly 15 paint jars, all of which fell short of the mark. So much so that the crew of the Blixom had begun to laugh and mock us with an assortment of hand gestures that universally translates to cocksuckers. They're all frowns now. Dressed in thick sweaters and winter caps, some of the Blixom's crew leans over the rail to see my handiwork. The crimson stain, which looks eerily like blood, covers the ship's name stenciled on the side and runs in red rivulets toward the sea. It's a gruesome sight, which I suppose is the point. A dead and bled whale pulled into port doesn't do much to turn the stomach, but a ship covered in blood from the hunt might not be so kindly received. And the images being captured by the Sentinel's crew will make great PR. Bold? Yes. But effective? I'm not convinced. But judging the effectiveness of the Sentinel's tactics isn't why I'm here. My job, my true job as an undercover investigator for the World Society for the Protection of Animals, WSPA, is to observe and record the less noble actions, if any, of the Sentinel and her crew. The allegations leveled against the Sentinel and her captain are sullying the whaling debate and making the anti-whaling community look like zealots. So I'm here to either vindicate them or expose them as pirates, turn my evidence and testimony over to the international and Greenland authorities, and clear the good name of other anti-whaling organizations. On top of that, I'm tasked with the job of recording the effectiveness of the whalers' hunting techniques. Greenland only recently started hunting humpbacks again, and their whalers are out of practice. Many whales take a half hour to die, some as long as 6 hours. Experienced whalers can put a whale out of its misery inside of 1 minute. Given the dual nature of this mission, the WSPA needed someone with both undercover experience and a level head. Translation: my lack of passion keeps me from freaking out at the sight of whale blood. Call me a cocksucker in sign language, and I'll throw red paint at you, or worse if I can get my hands on you. Kill a whale, and I'll take notes. I believe in the cause. In a world full of cows, why hunt endangered or even threatened creatures? But I've lived all around the world, have eaten most meats imaginable, including whale, and I've seen more than a few animals slaughtered. It's the circle of life. Hakuna Matata. Pass the A1. I haven't had a bite of meat since stepping foot on the Sentinel, which runs a vegetarian galley. I've lost 5 pounds and have more energy, but damn, I could go for a cheeseburger. I force the thought of cooked meat from my mind and focus on the task at hand. With all eyes on me, I raise the jar over my head, take aim, and see a tall man with long blonde hair on the deck of the Blixom. He's pointing a video camera in my direction. I flinch away from the lens. Shit! If my face is caught on camera while taking part in this act of high seas vandalism, it could destroy the validity of my testimony. I can see it now. The violence needs to stop, says the fist-shaking, paint-throwing, crazy lady. But they called me a cocksucker by thrusting their hands toward their open mouths and pushing their cheeks out with their tongues. Like this! Sorry, that was rude. We were implying you needed to brush your teeth, say the whalers. Fresh breath is important to a seafood-eating culture. What is it? Chase asks. You all right? His concern is nice, but fades quickly when I say, they're recording us. They always record us, he says. This is what you signed up for, Harper. You're here to take a stand, to go on record against these murderers. If you go to jail, so be it. That's what we do. I've been in jail 4 times already. How Chase could survive in jail is beyond me. I can think of 10 raunchy inmate nicknames for the kid off the top of my head. He doesn't give me time to test them out in my mind. Look, he says, I know this is your first time out, and it can be intimidating. You're not used to this kind of action. I get it. You can cover your face if you want, but eventually you'll have to make a stand and reveal yourself. I contemplate making a joke about revealing myself, but that would either turn him on or piss him off, neither of which is something I want happening, so I hold my tongue. He reaches past my head, pulls up the hood of my bright red jacket, and ties it tight so only my eyes can be seen. These guys are amateurs. They've never had to face us before. This isn't like the Japanese. They have no LRAD, no flashbangs, no water cannons. They don't even have a loudspeaker to shout at us.